respect for your elders. It's an enshrined, a value that's enshrined not just in the Bible, but many religious texts. It's as old as our own history. But these days, respect for your elders could be as simple as going to visit them, take care of them, making sure that they are not alone and have what they need in their old age. In China, this is becoming a problem. It's part of traditional Chinese culture that the children take care of the parents and the grandparents. But a consequence of China's rapid economic growth is that millions of people have left their hometowns. They've moved to places where they can get better jobs. And their elderly parents are often on their own.
Sounds like the U.S. story in the 20th century.
Exactly. Exactly. But now we're hearing, though, that China is taking a very different approach to the problem than the United States is. Chinese officials are actually considering a law that would require adult children to care for their parents. We now have two people who can maybe give us a little bit of context on this. Cheryl Woodun is a banker with Mid-Market Securities and author of China Wakes, The Struggle for the Soul of a Rising Power. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Also with us this morning is Lily Wiesner. Lily moved to the United States in 1971 and is actually moving forward with this tradition of taking care of elders in her own family. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
So maybe you can share with us, you actually went home recently to Taiwan to visit your mother, but you were the eldest in your family. So according to tradition, it should have been you staying there taking care of your parents, right?
Yes. And, but since I'm moving away, so my younger sister took it over.
Was that a surprising thing in your family? Was that something that caused a bit of a scandal there?
Not really, because we was brought up, family very oriented. So, my sister, she just took it over to take care of my parents
and
stay with her.
What do you think about this law that would require children to take care of their parents or possibly face fines or even jail time?
I can't speak for anybody, but I just think, that's how we, Chinese culture and how we brought up. And so, I don't believe, nursing home, just like a parent brought us up when we was baby and all the way up. And then it's when they get older and then we just return whatever, they do for us.
Lily Wiesner, who's describing her story of immigrating from China to America in 1971. She's speaking to us from Columbus, Ohio. Cheryl Woodun, a lot of writers who write in the United States of the experience of coming to the U.S. and trying to maintain or trying to actually move away from traditions in China describe the need to take care of parents and the duties to parents and elders as something of a burden. This is a real hot-button issue for Chinese, whether they're in China or in the United States, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. China is a very traditional society, and it's changing, but the elderly people now grew up with stories of filial piety. Their Aesop's fable included stories like the man who slept naked at night so that the mosquitoes would bite his aged parents. But of course, practicality of life has taken over in China. It's a modernizing society. They have 165 million people over 60. That's more than half of the United States of America. So there's a huge looming problem. China is getting old before it gets rich.
And to a certain extent, do you think that the tradition of always having children care for their parents, has that kept the country from having to provide the sort of safety net that would take care of people as they aged?
Yes, in many ways it has. They've always been able to rely on that. In fact, though change has been taking place, in the 1990s, that's when they put the law on the books about the imprisonment. In other words, in 1996, they had a law that said that younger people have to take care of their aged parents, else face jail sentences or fines. And in fact, people have been jailed for not being responsible for their parents.
Is this a demographic issue in the sense that the favoring of male children reduces the pool of females who are traditionally responsible for this taking care of the aged, or do I have it wrong?
Actually, actually, it's the son who is supposed to take care of the aged parents, partly because, you know, he's the breadwinner, but and the daughter-in-law is the one who is really supposed to take care of the parents in practical purposes. And in fact, daughters-in-law have been sentenced to imprison. One woman actually committed suicide when she was sentenced to prison for 8 months for not taking care of her parents-in-law. So obviously the imprisonment hasn't been used a great deal in China. So this new law is supposed to force people to visit their parents, which I find very interesting, also that it is coming before the Chinese New Year.
Well, Lily, let me ask you, is a law the right way to do this? I mean, it sounds like you believe that the tradition of taking care of the aged is an important one to culture and even to personal development. But I'm wondering if jailing someone is the right way to approach it. Is there a better way to keep this tradition alive?
Well, If it's going to have to come out to the law, that would be very bad because, you know, it just it's always Chinese culture and tradition and the people taking care of your elderly. But now the new generation do this. If it has to take the law to do so.
Would you sue your own children if they weren't visiting you?
I probably won't, but you know, I'm in a different situation because my both kids is with me. They're taking care of me now. So
it sounds like you might call the cops though if they left town. Your laugh says it all, really.
Well, Cheryl, let me ask you the same question. I mean, number one, do you agree that the tradition of taking care of the aged is important on more levels than economic, or no?
I think that it is important to take care of your aged. I mean, I don't think it's right to abandon your family in general. But I also don't think that this is going to be the solution. It just can't be. Chinese society has changed already, and a lot of parents, actually, a lot of elderly now are complaining about how their kids are sort of forsaking them. But I think that it's just the beginning of a series of measures that they're going to take. Ultimately, the government is going to have to do something with Social Security and, you know, a health care system because they just don't have a means to take care of the elderly, many of whom are millions of peasants. Elderly people who are living in the countryside with no access to health care.
It sounds, Cheryl, like you think like this tradition is doomed. Like there's not really a way to preserve it, and therefore they need a stronger social safety net.
Well, I think doomed is too extreme a word. I mean, there's still a much greater sense of filial piety in China than there is here in the U.S. A lot of it is the practicality of, you know, kids now having moved to the city, so they're much farther away from their parents in the remote countryside, and so they only have the vacation once, maybe twice a year to go visit them. And so it's just practically more difficult. But, you know, it is going to move in that direction, and so they're going to have to create a better system of Social Security because a lot of these farmers, they don't have pensions.
Cheryl Wodun, banker in mid-market securities and author of China Wakes, The Struggle for the Soul of a Rising Power. We also spoke with Lily Wiesner, who immigrated from China to the United States in 1971. Thanks to both of you.
Well, listeners got this conversation started with us, so you can add your take.
This is John Iverson from Austin, Texas, and I visited with my mother over the holidays and also my girlfriend's parents. And I don't know about your elders, but I do think it should be mandatory that you have to spend time with your in-laws.
Denver listener said, I visit them every day. Yes, it should be a law. We need to slow down and love our families harder and make time to make time. You can reach us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Sometimes my parents say, get lost. I'm John Hockenberry.
Get out of here. I'm sick of you. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
wherever you get your podcasts.